that position where we can all celebrate it for many years to come. So thank you for all of your efforts.
Thank you. We're absolutely delighted about this partnership. So thank you for stepping up and continuing the tradition in the community. Much appreciated. Yes, Chris?
Just wanted to let you guys know, there's been several people, you know, just conversations, people are excited, you know, wondering what the name will be and everything about your ownership group. You might, on your social media, post something out there about group ticket sales, because I've had a couple people ask if you guys are doing similar things with flyers with the party deck. And then a couple other people have mentioned that you might want to put something out there that, you know, we have these dates that still need sponsors for the giveaways or whatever, and you may find some of the local businesses may be interested. But,
if that's just, on 217, we hope to give out all that information on group tickets, and we're kind of waiting for the new brand we unveiled to get all the materials out there, by including sponsorship opportunities, ticket sales, groups, party deck, and a ton of really exciting promotions. So, absolutely appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
All right, yeah. We have a packed year, so that's a great adjustment. So the recreation team gets together annually, and our new rates, and we obviously all kick that off, and then we start taking them as any other recreational race. And basically, we have a small amount of things that we've done some benchmarking on for our admission, rentals, and taxes. And so those are things that we've met with staff and made some recommendations. Generally, it's a biannual approach, and a couple of the areas it's been even more than 2 years, and so we're looking into our expenses and our different budgets for those facilities. So we have some minimal adjustments within aquatics, the botanical garden membership, Nelson Center, some of the ice skating group rates, and then tennis is a revamp in general with Tom Hanna and all the great things he's doing there, and then just a slight adjustment. So if you guys want to take a look at those, have any questions, again, there will be a benchmarking box near each one of the operations. We go out and look at a variety of like facilities to see what, you know, putting us in line with, and typically we are at the mark or lower than most of the other competitors' facilities in different park districts. So, if which questions you might want to engage on, I'm happy to answer any.
I still think something like a $20 one-day family pass.
Because I went out for Zooly Gooly, and it was, I was behind a family of four, and it was $30 for them to get in. And I thought, you know, I know I'm not going to the movies for $50 to get in. I get a little more. You know, but it's still a lot. The same goes true for public swim. You know, I see that you've gone from $5.25 to $6 on children. I think that's high.
Again, we were doing our benchmarking, and we have not raised. And I will tell you with
I'm not going after all of them.
My daughter, the cost of running these facilities, but somewhat of a nominal to keep up with our cost.
So I'm supposed to be aware of kids are concerned.
Right?
And so what my concern is not with, I mean, I looked through something, I mean, I just did it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked through, you know, where like you have the zoo, for example, you have donors and whatever membership. I'm fine with that. You can support whatever the going rate is. But when it comes to kids and families who are trying to utilize the park district for a day out, it quickly, when you're it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're multiplying, it quickly adds up. The only other one I really had a hiccup with was, zoo membership. Family membership goes from 75 to 85. That's like a 15% increase. I mean, if you want to take that to 80, I'm okay. But that's significant. And the other one was zoo camp from 80 to 105 bucks. That's a huge increase. I mean, that's what, 20 more than 25%?
I don't know that we changed. We didn't adjust the zoo camp. Zoo camp's staying the same. So that was something that happened in 2020, so it didn't change for 2022.
Oh, so it's already at 105.
Yeah, but that's like multiple days. So that's like a week of camp in like a holiday bridge or something. So it's an 8 a.m. to noon or a noon, you know, it's a full day or half a day. But that price has not...
Only the ones that are shaded in gray.
Yeah, anything in gray is the only thing. So really the zoo...
Well, it's
So we can make that adjustment to memberships and Zoo. Would the board be willing to, instead of say a 50-cent increase, a quarter increase instead?
I honestly, I think it's fine. The amount of money it's going to bring into the district, and is negligible to the cost of parents and the impact of parents of bringing their kids to our facility.
So we would leave the children's rate at $5.
Yeah.
And we're okay with the 50 cents for an adult, or you want to...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think where it is significant to the district, I get it. I mean, we are paying people more. I get it that we have our costs go up. But I also think, I'm thinking... This is not an easy time for families, and our facilities oftentimes are like the refuge for parents, right?
We struggle with the same thing, yeah.
I'm assuming adults and families alone.
Okay.
Adults and kids alone, I'm sorry. And
you mean like the daily, but just focus on the pass?
Yeah, I mean, if people are coming enough that they can buy a pass.
Now, I will say we're significantly lower than most of the other zoos in our area, but we're also a different zoo than some of our zoos in our area, too. So. Okay, so for admission, the conversation is leaving the zoo admission at 5, 7, and 5.
And for swimming, the same for kids.
Same for swimming? Okay.
Yeah, and for kids and adults and swimming. I just want people to be able to bring their kids and not have to break the piggy bank to do. I mean, I think that's our responsibility, and I would argue that if we go through this, and I realize we have a responsibility to produce a balanced budget. But philosophically, I also believe that's why we get tax dollars. And I know,
we don't
I know it's a balance.
Yeah.
But I also believe the accessibility is really important. And I know you agree with me. And we've taken some measures to help with some of that.
Well, and we're going to start the kind of grassroots music campaign of everyone who's able to buy a family pass and then selling them to businesses to get the families to camp for. You know, maybe
I love that idea.
Building.
I know you and I think a lot. I know you're in the tough spot, and I get it. It's just a philosophical thing for me.
It is a biannual approach. It's usually so.
Yeah.
And
biannually, I always remember.
Now, if you're familiar with the mechanical pass, if you're not familiar, the value of that is that you get into the Missouri Mechanical Garden for free with our pass. So our pass is hands down for a Missouri Sustainable Garden Fest, you pay $75. Yes, so as many botanical gardens, but that's a big one because it's closed, and so our pass is reciprocal. So to do that tax increase, I think, is
low. Yeah, I think for the most part of this, I get.
Okay.
You know, I just, I'm really trying to rely on for families to, who are doing the day thing. I think I have a lot of...
We also lowered our pool passes tremendously to be a bigger value, and you get it at both pools. It's good at both pools.
And that's what I was going to ask about, because the way that it looks, you're dropping the individual from 107 to 65?
Yep.
We did that. Okay. Not this year. I apologize. That should not be. That was something that we had done last year or the year before. So I apologize. That didn't. So there is no change. So this happened already in 19, I think.
Now, down at the bottom, what I was trying to... So what you mean here is that the additional family members are an additional 35, an additional on one pass is a plus 25.
Pass,
that's what that means?
Pass six members.
Pass
once you get six members on a family pass, you can buy additional.
Okay, so the pool pass rates are, that explains that, and those are very competitive. The one thing touching on that, don't get too far away from it, when we're talking about reciprocal, one of the nice things about the zoo membership in the past when we were certified was the fact that other zoos recognized it. Denver, Nashville, I used it several places.
We go after, we have over 50 zoos. It may not be the large ones, but some of them still expect us to cater. So we manually call, and Hillary starts that between January and February, and we calculate at least 50 plus zoos.
Because I know Peoria does not.
They do not, which is really a shame.
And that's the thing, which I still think that there's something that could be negotiated there.
Doug is working on that, and he's actually been in touch for them to be one of our second mentors. They bypassed us when we had Tina Vega here, but we do feel with a lot of the movement that we've had lately that we can regain Peoria.
Okay.
But Bloomington and Decatur graciously kept us on, and there are tons of zoos that they're not totally free, they're 50% off.
I was hoping that you had something like that where you were working on some manual decision.
And we give that list out and we update it every February.
Anybody else have questions? Want to grill them?
So we can make those arrangements to individuals. We're looking at groups and memberships then. And you're right, Leslie, laying off 1 year is not going to make or break the bank. But we also want to stay relevant in terms of what others are charging. And we don't ever want to come to this board and say, hey, we haven't done an increase for several years. Now we need to do a big one because people feel that too. So
that's why the little increment, but it is a
we get it.
Particular year.
Yep. So we'll make these adjustments and then send it back out to the board. That way we make sure everything we talked about is the board's comfortable with before before next week.
Yep.
Finance?
You good?
Yep. We've got a reappropriation that we want to make. Stephen, you want to talk to us about the details of that?
Yeah. So part of our
Sean will have an office in there now. They have put a wall down the middle and
both this item and the next item on the agenda are very low dollar amounts we would never burden the board with. They just weren't included in the budget, so as a matter of process, we need to come to the board for the appropriation. Some purchase of some power equipment for our tree crew. Steven, you want to address that one?
Yeah. Again, we have some funds left over from the brand new garbage truck, which is working awesome, by the way. Get compliments on it every day. People love the tree crew.
All that garbage.
We have $6,954 left over from the garbage truck purchase and aftermarket, and we're seeking to be allocated that. It's interesting enough, the same crew, the garbage truck is part of the tree crew, natural resources. And so they're wanting to buy some saws and bucket truck saws, nine tech chainsaws all together to help repurpose some of the equipment they need. As you're probably aware, a lot of trees get taken down every year, not necessarily by the crew, by the wind, but we have to clean them up. And this is needed.
Or if there's any projects that are not on the list that the board feels that should be included, let us know that as well. Not an easy process, because as Steven said, there are some wish list items on there, but there's a lot of demands that we just will not have the resources to do. So
when can we find out about
online quantity? I've always heard the turn of the year. Sometimes they announce it around conference, which is the last weekend in January. But I haven't heard anything more than that. So hopefully soon.
I kind of thought it would be this month.
Yeah.
I just
Yeah. Your fingers getting tired from being crossed for so long.
That's a good point. So if you hear that we have been awarded the grant, it might trigger us to set aside a certain dollar amount to make up the difference on what we want to spend on the whole line.
Oh, yeah, there's two of them.
Right. Yeah.
All right, now my bigger family's going to
get it on both ends. You get it on both ends.
So, but I mean, you mentioned that the Midwest CPI was 7.5%. That came from Bureau of Labor, Federal Bureau of Labor. And so then I mean, as soon as I really thought, I went to the state site and found the data, the memo this morning that says Illinois is 7%, and since it will be 5 for purposes of our levy.
Stephen, that's the highest it's been in a long time.
Yeah, it was, I want to say about 10 or 12 years ago, it was around 4.5.
I did also have projections that the market is going to stabilize a lot more this year.
Hopefully.
which made me feel better.
So we had a string of years of very long.
Yeah.
And
a negative in there, remember?
And you can see the coming.
Right.
But it's a hell of a correction in 1 year. I'm done now, sorry.
That's okay. Okay.
A couple high level things here. We're working behind the scenes on the Zoom Genome Grant. This is doing Lieber Langer. Working with architects and everybody getting that ball rolling. Trying to narrow down designs, mechanicals, that type of thing. We had a great first design meeting with Spawn Ranch. They thanks coming with the pump track. We hope to have some really awesome designs and ideas come here coming up. I think you'll be very pleased with that. And in the background, working on the Phoenix Village specific project. That includes some paving, new playground, new lighting, and things like that, shelter, those type of things, just kind of getting all that lined up.
So when we have, the thought would be when we have that meeting, a public meeting, we'll come with some basic ideas and then ask for additional ideas from the public, sort of give parameters to the conversation.
Yeah, Jason has 99% of that done already.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, I'll have to blow off of the bomb. That's a very expensive list. if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to anybody. Some of that stuff gets you like, what are we talking about? Categorized very nicely. Steve did a great job on it. Says what departments are being met. I would encourage you to call anybody and ask about that. Because there is a lot on it. And you might not even, we have no idea. So,
and we ask them to prioritize to buy the most, either what's in need or down.
You give us the money, we'll get them done.
Actually, don't challenge him. Yeah, he shows he's up to the top. Officer Murphy.
Chief Murphy.
Chief Murphy. Sorry.
For recent things here, I want to personally give a thank you to the entire Chief Murphy for allowing us to be where we are today. The transformation of the department over his tenure in terms of operational strategy and professionalism and training culture are extreme and deep and positive, and we owe him a huge debt, and I have big shoes to fill when I get that. For a short overview of what we're doing, we finished out the year last year with about 3,600 calls for police service. That's a slight reduction over the year before. 2020 was our all-time high for police calls for service. However, even though we're down approximately 10% from the year before, we're still well above our five-year norm in terms of police calls for service. Just to kind of highlight a few things we accomplished last year, full implementation of the electrical policy system, our own in-house statistic tactics and firearms program became fully implemented. Our Department of Defense Tactics program is certified by the U.S. Department of Justice, which is huge. We put on 2 new juvenile certification officers. We increased community policing efforts for undergoing. We have a great Facebook page now that we have basically done before. We're involved with Salvation Army, American Legion, Homes of Death, Knights of Columbus, Turkey Giveaway. Organ donor program, we did our first coffee with cops. We're active in Toys for Cops, and we started the lunch with the cops for the day school here. And we fully implemented a resource that we kind of underutilized before us, the Crime Stoppers. We've had great luck in the last year with Crime Stoppers, and the recent major vandalism that occurred here in this park back in, I think, October was probably not going to be solvable without Crime Stoppers help, and we were able to developed 2 suspects to confess to the major amount of damage, and that was solely because of the Crime Stoppers profile. We owe you a debt of gratitude for support of the fleet lease program. Our fleet has been turned around, and we are forever indebted because of that. We were lucky enough to bring on 2 new police cars over last year, and did an outright purchase of a very, very gently used vehicle from the Pawnee Police Department at a very reasonable price. So our fleet is good. A big part part of what we do is insurance. A big part of what we do is public relations. But a part of what we do still centers on apprehending criminals. For 2020, we had a remarkable solution rate for major felony offenses. Most notably, we recently made armed robbery arrests for two most recent reported marks. We conducted three death investigations during 2020. And we solved an alleged shooting at Innes Park by proving conclusively through the use of privately sponsored video that no such shooting had occurred. Along those lines, we also finished a case that began the year previous, where a previously convicted child sexual predator was sentenced to 9 years in the Illinois Department of Correction for misdeeds conducted with a 13-year-old victim in Washington Park. And we were happy to see him get some delay. We also placed first the Illinois Traffic Safety Challenge. And briefly, what do we plan to do in the future? So I'd like to get these issues fulfilled. Probably in the back of everybody's mind, what's the new guy going to do? He's going to do for this year, we're going to bring back bicycle patrol. We're looking at a new computerized scheduling system that's very inexpensive and will get us out of the medieval times of our paper and physical scheduling. We're going to expand online learning to include a thing called Law Enforcement Training Network, which is available at a very low cost and it's a tremendously beneficial program. Sooner than later, in the first half of the year, through the chance of man to forward a recommendation for a body worn camera system, which is a mandate legally by January 1, 2025, with, I hope, three suggestions: a good system, a better system, and a best system. None are inexpensive, and some are just outrageously expensive. We're going to look at continuing and expanding the diversity of hiring.
That's where it's at.
And I'm happy to report that the diversity of the department has remained untouched, besides it were in spite of some transitions where officers left to get better jobs at state agencies, and we support them in that. We're looking at realizing the expanded female recruitment efforts and implementing, at least experimentally, security surveys at key locations and upon request for all facilities. So that's kind of what we've done.
That's quite a to-do list.
It's about after lunch.
But you're up to it.
And I hope you didn't take all of your time, but I want to give you kind of a round picture of what we did and what we plan to do in the upcoming month of 2022. Thank you.
We are happy you're here, and that is an impressive list. So, go get them.
I've got one general update.
Okay.
That's okay. This week, Trustee Eck and I met with the Parks Foundation yesterday. They met virtually. A couple updates for the board. They introduced a new board member, Dylan Grady. So it's exciting to see them get some new recruits into the Parks Foundation. They also discussed several projects that they're working on, a new refreshed milkweed giveaway this spring. Lynn, they will probably be calling you because they were so appreciative of everything that you did for them last year with that program. They're also working with Greg Finney, who's been a friend of the partnership for many, many years on the Interurban Trail, devotes a tremendous amount of his volunteer time to help clean up invasive species and a wide range of things along the trail system. Greg will be coming to this board next month to present his ideas to fund the construction of a kind of a respite center along the Interurban Trail, south of 72, north of the lake. It's a great idea. We fully support it. I mean, he's working with the Parks Foundation on that project. And then they're also talking about expanding their support for all parks throughout the community to try to kind of diversify some of their investments into the community. And lastly, they spent a tremendous amount of time talking about a tree sale that they started this past year. For $150, you could get a 6-foot tree, which is a sizable tree, and that tree could either go in your backyard, so you could take it home, or if you wanted, you could donate it to the park district and we planted in one of the parks. It was not as widely sold trees as maybe what they wanted it to be last year, so they're talking about how they go about expanding efforts. They're engaging their board and trying to get some commitments from their board. So if this board has any interest in either buying the tree or getting involved to help on some of the sales efforts, let me know. I'll put you in contact with them. I'm sure they would really appreciate it. I think they have 6 or 7 different species that you can select from. So, yeah, native ones to this area. They've talked about a social media campaign. We may help our marketing department with that as well, some flyers. And
doing the tree survey.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Yeah. So, anyway, they're really excited about it. Nancy, did I miss anything from that meeting you think's notable?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm just surprised Nancy did virtual meetings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She did a great job. I don't know the inside joke there, but she did a great job.
All right. Well, thank you all very much, and we will be
Yes.